The U.S. and Indonesia have announced a framework for a trade agreement. As U.S. Meat Export Federation Vice President of Economic Analysis Aaron Bohr points out, the country has had significant non-tariff trade barriers in place for U.S. beef.
This is a region where we have very limited access. We have both tariff and non-tariff barriers. And for Indonesia in particular, we are looking at not so much a tariff barrier because their tariffs are low at 5%, but a bunch of non-tariff barriers, including specifically the import licensing regime, the commodity balance, and facility registration or plant-by-plant approvals. Those kind of three pillars of market access barriers are how Indonesia has really managed imports for decades at this point.
Removing all non-tariff barriers would open the doors for U.S. beef demand in Indonesia.
The opportunity there is $250 million annually. That's a short-run estimate. If we remain out of that China market, having Indonesia compete on these short plates, short ribs, chuck short ribs, a number of the offal items would be tremendous.
U.S. pork faces similar trade barriers in Indonesia, a country with 30 million non-Muslims who have shown a growing demand for U.S. pork.
While exporters and importers have seen that barrier in action so far this year, and Indonesia, again, trying to manage those pork imports through its variety of commodity balance and import licensing regimes, we've already had a doubling in our volumes to Indonesia on the pork side, albeit from a small base, but you see that strong growth. African swine fever remains rampant kind of in the region. So yes, there is still more potential. We know that Indonesian customers keep asking for more U.S. pork.
For more, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harith.